Yeah, I got a new show for y'all.
Got a damn good show.
So this black guy's on the news, right?
Black guy?
Yeah. And they get on the issue of pronouns.
Pronouns?
Yeah.
Are we talking about gay people again?
Yeah. It's always something to talk about when you got gay people around.
Man, these gay people, man. I don't know what's, man. I ain't gonna say it.
So
I believe in freedom. I'm not gonna say we should ban them and lock them up and throw them away and put them in jail.
Who's saying that?
I'm not gonna say that.
Yeah, we ain't right.
It's a slippery slope either way. If you ban it, you a piece of crap. If you don't ban it, you're doomed to hell. So either way, you're screwed.
Right. So and this black
guy. Don't you think so?
Yeah.
That's the way I feel too.
So this black guy checks the news host.
Checks him.
Yeah, because
check him.
Y'all check this out. Checks him.
Checks him, huh?
Checks him.
I just ask you to, you know, refer to her as she on the show as she wants to refer to. He's very competent.
Refer to him. Don't tell me how I must refer. Don't tell me that.
Kathy?
I am not obligated to refer to him as any way you tell me I must refer to him. I will refer to him as him. I'm not going to refer to him as a her. I'm sorry.
You don't care how much transitioning has happened?
That's a man. He is a man.
Cassius, let's
that's the
let's
bad part.
I don't care how much high heel shoes he wear, how much dress he wear. He's a man.
But it's, I mean, it's so
that's cool. Their beliefs. You can't force your beliefs on anybody else. Like, yeah. I can't go up to a trans person and force Christianity on that person. That's my beliefs. Same thing goes for these homos. You can't push your beliefs on me. That's your beliefs. I'm not obligated to participate in your fairy tale. If you want to be a homo, be a homo. If I want to be a Christian, I'm going to be a Christian.
He's probably not even homosexual. A lot of trans are not even homos. You know that?
No, they homos.
No, they're not homo.
No, shit. They gets down with both.
Yeah, but a lot of them,
opposite sex and same sex.
It's 50-50. Some of them do both. Half of them are not even gay.
Oh, man, you still a homo.
I don't even know how we got here. A man puts on a dress, and now he's a woman? In what world does that make sense?
That's the slippery slope I alluded to right when we started the video. That was the gist of what I was trying to tell you. You're screwed either way. Either way, man, you're screwed. If you give them their rights, you're a woman, you know.
But it never stops.
It never stops, man. You open up Pandora's box.
I think it's for the good of society. We should do what Russia and China did.
What's that?
Just ban them.
Can't ban homosexuality. That's like banning straight people.
No, I'm just they didn't ban them. They don't
put up some boundaries.
Yeah, they don't let you promote it.
Yeah, if you want to do it, you can do it behind closed doors.
Yeah,
but that's a slippery slope. Government gonna start putting in cameras and oh, he's a homo. I told you, he's sucking cock in there. Got to go to jail. You know?
No,
it'll be cameras beside all the glory holes. That's how they going to get them.
I guess I'm being bad, too. I shouldn't say
that. Man, I'm over here being facetious, cracking jokes, and it's just going right over your head, man.
I'm trying to get serious and have an intellectual conversation.
How do you get serious talking about homos? I'm not going to take them serious because they're not taking me serious. Why you want me to take homos serious? They can't even take me serious.
Yeah, you can't ban them, though. You can't.
No, you got to. I believe in freedom, Keith. I believe in freedom.
You can't ban them.
But you just got to create some boundaries, you know?
Yeah.
Got to regulate it. Got to police them. Can't just let these homos run rampant in this country. You know what I'm saying? They're going to destroy everything, man.
They're not going to destroy it.
Oh, they will destroy society. They will destroy society.
Well, this ideology destroys society.
Yeah,
them being gay doesn't.
If
destroy,
you remove
just them being gay doesn't destroy the society because gay people.
That's how it starts.
Gay people have been around since
the beginning
of time.
But they've been persecuted, they've been oppressed because they. If you give them rights, it's going to bring everybody else down. That's what people are fearing. That's what Christianity feels. That's what Catholics feel. Muslims feel. They think they are doomsayers. They're going to bring us all down.
They're like a cancer.
Yeah. And it might be.
There's some good gay people out there.
Yeah, there's a lot of good gay people, but they're cowards. They won't say anything.
Like, there's some good gay people, man. They don't force it down your throats, and they just, you know, that's just something you do behind closed doors.
But you know what? If you're not going to say anything, Keith, you just what's that quote, man? Where is there's injustice or something, and if you don't say anything, I forget the quote. You know what I'm talking about.
Here we go with you quoting stuff. You can't even remember the quote.
You know the quote.
You just pulled a George Bush.
I tell you, you know what quote I'm talking about. I know.
You pulled a George Bush. Fool me once. Shame on you.
No.
Me. Fool me again. You can't fool me again.
That's what you doing.
No, it's whether it's injustice. I got the producer looking up. It's on the tip of my tongue. I just can't think of it. Where there's injustice, there can be no freedom or something like that.
Yeah, injustice is a cliche. Injustice.
Nobody really believes in it, but.
Yeah, if people actually believe in it, we wouldn't have these iPhones. You know how they get the elements to produce these and manufacture these iPhones, right?
Black slave kids in Africa.
Yep.
The batteries and stuff.
Mm-hmm. How you think them?
Oh.
Yeah, bring it up. Put it up on the bricks, the
man,
big screen.
You're asking for too much, man.
Pull it up. Get some B-roll going. Pull it up on the big screen.
And injustice anywhere is injustice anywhere.
Dr. Martin Luther King quote.
Where is it?
Injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere. See?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's true.
Injustice anywhere is a threat to justice anywhere.
I think you just messed it up.
Injustice anywhere is. Man, pull it up again. Injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere. Man, wouldn't it be great if he was still alive? I think the black community would be in a lot better shape.
Well, why do you think they killed him? And then the people around him took the reins.
Jesse Jackson. Al Sharpton, they was right there when he got killed.
Yeah.
When he got shot. They took over.
If you ask me, the shooter missed. I shouldn't have said that, huh?
He missed twice.
Yeah. Because you know how I feel about them.
Hey, man, but get back to these homos. You know, this kid's still on topic. This damn whole pronoun thing.
Yeah, Keith, that's weird. They, them, theirs,
didn't, yeah. What's that one girl? Man. Demi Lovato.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, here's a picture of her. This is her before she went woke, and then when you go woke, man, you turn into a.
Was she auditioning for Terminator?
She's auditioning for woke Terminator. But she gave all that up because she said it was exhausting. Of course it's exhausting.
Yeah, because you're living in a fairy tale.
Yeah.
That's why a lot of transgender men and women, they, you know, suffer from depression because they chasing something they can never achieve. If you take a man and put him in a dress and you still call yourself a man, I think it would have to feel like you taking a huge monkey off your back. You probably feel like you taking a big ass silverback gorilla off your back.
What?
It takes a lot of pressure off of you.
Just to be a man wearing a dress, just keep
calling yourself a man. Yeah, and just call yourself a man. You're a beautiful man, you know? I know that sounds gay, but that's based in reality, you know? They wouldn't be chasing something, a pipe dream, something they'll never achieve.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, get out of my face. Damn. All over my damn face.
Yeah, I agree with this guy. How are you going to force your beliefs on somebody else? That's your beliefs, not mine.
It's not based in reality.
Yeah.
That's a dude. Yeah. I used to be nice. Like, no, I'll be nice. No, I'm not being nice no more.
Well, these homos are making Christians. Hey, I told y'all.
Hey, Kim, you know what? Hey, our giveaway is almost
over. Our biggest
over.
Fears from the Christians, from the religious circle. Told y'all this shit was going to happen.
It's going to get worse.
Get worse.
Our giveaway is almost up. Last week.
Not the last week. It's like 5 days left.
Yeah, and right now we give away 10 times the entries if you enter. You spend $1, you get 10 entries. You spend $10, you get 100 entries.
You spend $1 million, you get 10 million entries. I'm sure you will win it at that point.
And We're giving away a Ford Raptor and $10,000 in cash. Stay in the win. Go to fishhawkstwins.com. Anything you buy from the site gets you automatically into the win.
You need to slow that down. Say it again, but slow it down. No, and then speed it up at the end. Your form is messed up. Do it again.
Go to fishhawkstwins.com.
Slow down. Slow down. Start slow and finish fast.
Go to official.
And bring it from the chest.
All right. Go to officialhawkstwins.com. Anything you buy from the site gets you automatically entered to win.
Yeah.